Now you have this wonderful prayer of dedication of Solomon here, and we read, and he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a brazen scaffold of 5 cubits long, 5 cubits broad, 3 cubits high, had set it in the midst of the court, and upon it he stood and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven. There's always been an argument about the proper posture of prayer. Should you kneel or stand up or get down on your face? Bow down on all fours. How should you get? Well, we're told here Solomon kneeled down. You're looking for a posture? Well, certainly there's nothing wrong with this. And now notice what he does now, but this is a great prayer of thanksgiving. And he said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven, nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant, and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. Thou which hast kept with thy servant David my father, that which thou hast promised him, and speakest with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand as it is this day. Now, he's coming to thank God because he is the Creator, and he's done something. He's moved into the heart and life of Solomon, he had of David, and he had into the life of the nation. That is something that today a great many folk need is an experience with God. Somehow or another are satisfied to stand off and stiff-arm the Lord and keep him over there and say, yes, I'm a Christian, and this sort of thing. But why not, my friend, come to him directly, come to him definitely, come to him in a real relationship. Now, again, in this prayer of dedication, he comes back in verse 18, but will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? The whole heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I have built. Now, you'll notice that he thanks the Lord here, first of all, for material things, and he had, I think, probably more material things than any man on top side of this earth. But the things that he had, like gold and silver, we're going to see over in the 9th chapter, he had it in such abundance it was commonplace, like going out and picking up pebbles on the seashore. And he never had to look at the price tag on anything, and economy was not in the vocabulary of that man at all. But in spite of all that Solomon had, the average American today has more things and more stuff and more material than Solomon ever had. He has more comforts, more devices, more gadgets, more buttons to push, things that are functional and utilitarian. Solomon never had air conditioning, central heating, electric cooking, electric blankets and toasters. Solomon had iced drinks in summertime, because he sent a crew to the top of Mount Hermon to get the ice and snow up there. The average American, though, can wander into the kitchen, open the ice box, and have it in a few seconds, all the ice cubes he wants. Solomon had fresh meat all the time, but he couldn't keep it in deep freeze, had a retinue of servants, was slaying animals, and of course he had quite a few people at his table. They probably would consume an entire carcass at one time. An army was busy bringing foodstuffs from all over the earth. A navy was bringing costly and delectable morsels for the taste of the most fastidious gourmet. Now, them average American can go into a supermarket, push a cart down aisles where there are mountains of foodstuffs, and they've been brought from the four corners of the world. And he can get them packaged or canned, get it in cellophane, get it in box. He can get it most anyway. The shelves groaning with goods from everywhere. And when he goes by the cash register, why, even the cash register, though, groans today. There is something, may I say, that this man utters a great prayer, thanksgiving to God for providing so many things. I wonder how many of us thank God for the provision that He makes for us around us today in so many ways. I do not know about you. I thank God for the privilege of living in this day and generation, not just for the material things, but, my friend, because of the spiritual things and the glorious opportunities today. Solomon had this prayer of dedication and this message he gave, and it got out finally to the then-known world. But he never could go on radio, nor could he go on television at all.